Can you hear me, by the way? Because I have the feeling I've been too far from the mic. Two mics have to get together now and again. This thing's gonna work. The next poem is called Home. Then it's for my mother on her 79th birthday. Then it actually grew out of a telephone call to her in New York, and it begins with something she said. Home. I'm trying to see my hands. Mom's voice, long distance, blurs. It won't break. I slip in a compliment. Then she, go on. Don't let your words run away with you. The flash of her old authority, side stroking in the pool at Watermill, the scissor kick, the bubbles on her white bathing cap. No way I can jump back, 6 years old, with my hands out, letting her pull me. To forget myself, the old resentments, dropped, wet bathing suits on the lawn. Breakfast, her pink wicker tray with the bone china, two pillows of shredded wheat that rose like a 12-year-old's doubts under the heavy cream, her teeth and mine practicing to break them down, the tension rooted there. Tonight, when he helps the nurse put her to bed, one of her grandsons will rub her legs with witch hazel. The flame inside, beginning to dance, both knees ruddy like flowers. The blood we share pointing her home, remembering for us.